Some of the stories included members of Congress exposing themselves to staff, victims having their privates grabbed on the House floor.
What?
Good grief.
And Claire McCaskill even claims she was sexually harassed when she was an intern. Uh-oh, here we go again. An intern. There's a secret list of congressmen and senators that female staffers are warned they should never get in an elevator alone with.
In an elevator?
In an elevator. Congress people. And at least one former president, come to think of it, or at least don't get your picture taken.
I can think of one former vice president, too. You probably don't want to.
Yeah. Uncle Joe.
Crazy Uncle Joe, yeah.
Yeah. And Congresswoman reported that Congress has paid over $15 million to settle harassment charges out of court.
But yet she didn't have the guts to start naming names.
Yeah. But these are the people fighting to keep Roy Moore out of Washington.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's dirty. Surely they're not.
And the Joe Biden thing, you know, when all of that was going on, when they were posing with families of newly sworn in members, wasn't it? It was a big deal at that point. There were YouTube videos that went out that they had a mashup of things that he had done. And now with all of this going on, nobody's talking about that.
Well, it's
just strange, all of it.
Nancy Cox is here. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning. You're sick? How's everybody?
Good. You sick of all this sexual harassment stuff?
You know, kind of. I mean, it's just, we in the news business are a little bit different. We absorb every morsel that comes out, and we try to understand it. So, yeah, but it's a huge, huge contest right now. Who's going to emerge on top on this? Yesterday when Moore called the news conference, I was convinced he was dropping out. But, no, he went on the offensive. So this is a real battle, partly for the Republican Party, partly for this climate of who do you believe when so many people come out and claim sexual harassment or assault in this situation. So it's going to be interesting to see who's still standing on the other side of this.
Well, this latest accuser, I guess there's two accusers since the latest accuser. I can't keep up with the accusers, but the one with the yearbook with the signature of the judge, allegedly, with inappropriate stuff. Now they want a copy of it, the state, and she says, I'll give it to you as soon as he goes and testifies before the Senate. Well, she doesn't have any right to call for that. I mean, that was ridiculous.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, she doesn't have to turn it over. She can just refuse and act insulted about this claim, or hand it over to a third party, a handwriting expert or something. But to make a demand like that about the U.S. Senate, that's interesting. I mean, it also brings to mind, you know, with Trump, everything that came out during the campaign, everyone said, well, this is it. He's going to have to pull out. Okay, no, this is it. And he just kept fighting through it and just flat out denying or ignoring, and he survived it, obviously. You think back to Bill Clinton when the Monica Lewinsky thing first came out. I remember my news director said, well, you know, he'll be resigning any day.
He's done, yeah.
Yeah, but I guess Clinton started that, started the idea of, no, you know, I'm going to fight back. I'm going to deny, and see if I can withstand this. He did. Trump did. I doubt that Roy Moore can and win the election, but he may still come out with a following and a future in politics. Who knows?
Well, we'll be watching you tonight. You keep us updated, as you always do, and we thank you for being with us.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have